This went on and on, and this is a matter of great national pride. And this guy is hoping, because he hadn't got the time and the record that you've got. See, he's a new president, and they're all keyed up that he got to bring back something, and all he wants to bring back is Los Angeles and beyond. They're giving up Latin America, which we ought to be damn thankful for. If they give up Seattle as an alternate point, it would be good, and chop them down that much. But because of this Dulles thing, you got a good out to say we want international service into Dulles, and this is our west and maybe someday eastbound service that will be our great friends. And if I don't miss my guess, Japan will pass Great Britain in the next 5 years as number two industrial country of the world. I can give you a long, strong dance on that when you have time. But I told him now, too, that first Dulles, see, because it's pride, I says, now you mention the fact that you're getting into the livestock business, these Kobe steaks, they don't export any. You're getting into the chicken broiler factory business. You can't raise on your expensive land these coarse grains, but we've got it running out of our ears. And if you mention to the president, he will have immediate interest in coarse feed grains, because we could work out a good market for them over there. And you could pick up this stuff when your ships are idle and build you some concrete storage bins, and you'll have this material on hand to expand your chicken business, which they're eating and all. And they're just smart as hell. They couldn't grow good rice north of Tokyo, so you know what they did? They researched it and found our wild rice came from Minnesota and Wisconsin, where it was cold, and it sells for $3 a pound. So they're now converting their rice paddies north of Tokyo to wild rice, and going to get into our market on wild rice and buy their white rice from their stupid neighbors that are not so smart.
That's right. And I'll look into this thing. Now, what is does Feldman, is he against this?
Well, I just am incompatible with Feldman.
Well, do you know how he stands on it? Do you know what his views
listen
are?
Listen to the State Department, for God's sake.
I'll listen, but I'm just trying to find out, see,
yeah,
whether I have to short circuit or what I have to do to try to get advice. Do you have any impressions as to what his attitude is?
I think what you should do, and this would be the courteous thing to do, but it ought to be done damn fast, is to have the ATA, our Transport Association, get you about six of the big domestic carriers, maybe one or two international, and just have them down to protest to the CAB chairman, Alan Boyd, who's a good guy, so they can be on record of whether they're against it or for it. And then you say, I've got all the evidence now, and I'll make my decision. That ought to be done before you make the decision, but it's going to have to be done damn quick.
Well, now, is it a matter before me for a decision?
Practically, yeah. I don't know exactly the status. I think the CAB's willing to act any quick time that you wink your eye, see? Because there's nothing difficult. There's one flight a day, and if they have over 10 passengers coming from San Francisco, they can't pick up a damn thing from Tokyo until they get to Dulles or New York going or the rest of the way around the world. See, they want to be around the world line, and we've given it to KLM, and we've given it to SAS, and we've given it to BOAC and Qantas, and yet they say, here, we're one of the great industrial friends, and you tell us we're great friends of America, but you're going to keep us isolated on the West Coast.
Now, what you're saying is that you think that their request to come from Los Angeles to New York ought to be granted.
Yeah, well, I'd say Los Angeles, San Francisco, drop Seattle, and tell them to come into Dulles, and you'll give it to them, see?
Do you get any problems with Maggie on Seattle one way or the other?
No, he wants to protect Seattle. This northwest route, see? That's his airline up there.
Los Angeles, San Francisco,
yeah,
too.
Los Angeles, San Francisco's got about TWA, Pan Am, and TWA, American, United, and maybe one or two others, you see. And your big gripe's going to come from American. TWA won't do anything. They're fighting Pan Am, you see, in a competitive around the world route if they can ever get to link up between Bangkok and the Philippines and flying to.
Now, who passes on this before it comes to the president? CAB?
CAB, yeah.
Are they recommending this?
I'm sure they will, but I'll check it for you and give it to.
Well, I'll check it. I'll talk to them. Who else?
Needs to take this back. Now, this is what I'm trying to say, because I have never seen anything in neon lights so glaring, and that's all the damn hell he wants, see? And you can get a promise that he's going to buy, open up a new market for our coarse feed grains. They're the biggest cotton people. They haven't griped about their self-imposed textile restrictions. And if they're the biggest customer of the cotton and will develop a customer for feed grains, well, they've got the farmers on their side.
And you give me a memo on it, and I'll get it today and send it to Valenti, and I'll.
That's the only two urgent things, but please help me get George Mahon.
Well, I'll talk to George. I will.
And you have no knowledge, and I have no direct knowledge of what the speaker's trying to do, but he's been chasing
me. How do you get the speaker then?
You don't have to get the speaker. Well, if you get George,
then you have to appoint him.
What?
Then you have to appoint him.
Yeah, but it'll be Carl Albert will be in on that, and Hale Boggs probably, and both of them are for him.
Okay. All right.
Much obliged.
Thank
and boy,
you.
You're doing great. Gee,
thank
that
you.
Was a wow of a speech. It was right rank with "We have nothing to fear but fear itself, sir."
Thank you. I appreciate what you said. I'd give my love this week, girl.
I will, and I'll see you when I get back. Right. I'm going out to look at the SST, this RS-70, and the oversized plane, and. When you get time, I want to bend your ear on why we've got to have a supersonic bomber and how we can build it and make joint use of the engine with the bomber and the SST commercial.
All right, I wish you'd talk to McNamara on that. I've got him working on it right now, and he and Hallaby are developing some differences.
Well, I know, but he's getting too much from the boys in blue who don't like to ever cooperate with nobody.
He didn't get much from anybody. He's an awfully wolf and an awfully independent and smarter nail.
If I can't sell him, I'll drop it. But I think I can sell him, and that we've got to have a supersonic bomber and ought to take priority over the oversized plane for this reason. When you get to eyeball, and you say, well, if you don't, supposing Russia's going to take over Berlin, and you get to eyeball, and you say, look, I'm going to move my finger to that button. That's all you can do. You haven't got a bluffing card in your hand. If you've got a supersonic bomber that can fly at 70,000 feet at Mach 3, three times the speed of sound, it gets near the radar screen, it drops to treetop level, and it comes in at Mach 3, and it tosses its bomb, and it gets to a free world base. They can't hit it with electronically controlled guns and aircraft, but they're a dead duck if they come in high. The same damn... I talked to the guy, it just happened to be at the Hanalei Plantation. This is where we're going to have a president's home out there in Linda Bird Bay on my Point West Club I'm going to organize. I about got that land bought. You will have a means when they say we're going to take over Berlin. You're going to say, sir, at 1000, our bombers will take off. At 1200, they will be approaching your territory. Town X is marked to be erased with low fallout nuclear bombs. These planes will get through. If we do not have a response by 1200, they are irreturnable, and this one town will be knocked out to show our intention. This is the most needed weapon in our arsenal, Mr. President.
You get an appointment, you get back and talk to him, and then we'll get together.
Okay. Right. Thanks for your time, and I do appreciate it, but
thank
Mike
you.
Pelman and I have never been compatible, and I just don't think I get anything through those guys.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Billion.
All right.
Bye.